How has the closure of the Mexican border affected the U.S. cattle balance sheet? I'm Daniel Drotzman with your Farm News Update.
The big challenge really this month was incorporating new cases of New World screwworm in Mexico.
And how the subsequent border closure to Mexican cattle and animal imports the day before USDA's May supply and demand estimates would affect the U.S. beef cattle balance sheet. World Agriculture Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekanowski says basically,
it reflects tightening supplies in the U.S. beef market, and that has already been relatively tight and prices historically high.
So regarding USDA's May outlook for domestic beef production,
we're forecasting beef production in the U.S. for 2025 to be down by about 280 million pounds from what we were forecasting last month.
Jekanowski looks at May steer price forecasts for 2025, as well as a first look at 2026 beef production and prices.
Our first forecast for the new calendar year, 2026, has U.S. beef production at 25.14 billion pounds. That would be down 1.28 billion pounds from 2025. So a pretty sharp tightening of U.S. beef supplies, reflecting the lack of supplies from Mexico, contributing to already tight cattle supplies in the U.S. Steer prices raised this month, reflecting those tighter supplies and still strong demand. Our steer price forecast for 2025 was raised $9 per hundredweight this month, now at $214.51 per hundredweight. And we see continued strength into 2026. So our 2026 calendar year steer price forecast is at $222.75 per hundredweight. That would be up $8.25 year over year.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.